everyone. You're listening to the SMD Radio Podcast brought to you by the Signalysis Media Department. I am your host, Craig Coleman. Today, we are looking into some of the technologies that Signalysis uses in their quality test systems. Specifically, we are focusing on the use of lasers. When we think of lasers, we typically think of them as tools of destruction in the movies, like when Dr. Evil puts laser beams on sharks with the intention of world domination. But that's not always the case. As a matter of fact, Signalysis uses lasers by Polytech for the greater of humanity and integrating them into their test systems for better quality control. Today we are talking to Signalysis President and CEO Neil Coleman to find out more. Neil, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Craig.
So tell us, is Signalysis using sharks with freaking laser beams?
Great question, Craig. I've heard that shark attacks are on the rise, but there is no evidence they are sharks. Our only desire is to swim with the sharks, and any world domination will be with CQC and the Polytech laser vibrometer for MVH and NDT applications.
That sounds a lot safer. How long has Signalysis been working with Polytech, and do you remember the first application of Polytech hardware into a Signalysis solution?
Well, I definitely remember because it kind of changed our life a little bit, but it was back in the late 90s when Signalysis was looking for a way to get good vibration measurements on an automotive transmission assembly line, specifically for doing NVH inspection. The lasers are very accurate, very repeatable measurement device, and the fact that it's non-contact was perfect for our 100% manufacturing inspection. Not to spend too much time in the theory, because you can't see me wave my hands and draw on charts and graphs, but when you use an accelerometer, which is the traditional method for doing vibration testing, you need to actually advance in the accelerometer to touch off the part or have the accelerometer actually mounted to part of the fixture that is going to clamp and hold the part in place. Well, you lose a lot of, it's a challenge to actually get the frequency range you want and repeatability and reliability becomes a real issue. So just the thought of being able to slide the part under the laser, focus it, and run the test just makes it that much even better. And the Polytech laser gives us a measurement frequency range of up to 100 kilohertz, and you can't ask for anything much better than that.
How does Signalysis software interface to the Polytech equipment?
Well, our CQC suite includes a product called SigAnalyzer. And that software package has the interface to measure channels off any several different analog front-end devices, such as National Instruments or MeCalc, to name a few. We can interface directly to the analog output of the data acquisition front end or the interface module for the Polytech, or we can nowadays release with the release of the IBS 500. Kyle implemented a direct interface to the 218 kilohertz stream of data over the Ethernet, which allows us to run tests non-contact without any data acquisition device in the middle.
So it's safe to say that SigQC can grow with the Polytech equipment.
Absolutely.
What are some of the various applications that can benefit from a Signalysis Polytech system?
Well, we've been using the Polytech now for, like I say, for about 25 years or so for doing rotating equipment type measurements, measuring motors, gearboxes, bearings, and so forth. We've also used it quite a bit on NDT applications where we do a frequency response, and we need to actually get high frequency. For instance, there's a camshaft project we work on where we're looking for cracks or in camshafts and little small machine parts that have the ability to crack, you know, when they're actually threaded and so forth. And those resonant frequencies of the part are up in the 40, 50 kilohertz range. There's no way we would be able to do that with an accelerometer. Maybe we could do it with a microphone, assuming we have a quiet enough environment. But I would say that across the board, there's probably nothing that can't be tested with a laser vibrometer. But we've used them mostly on gearboxes, bearings, transmissions, transfer cases, motors, etc.
What are the benefits of using a Polytech laser versus other methods or sensors?
Yeah, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, the accelerometer has to touch the part. The microphone can be free, but or it will not be touching the part, but you also pick up all the background noising. You know, like in a factory, you hear people talking, you hear people eating their lunch. We have made measurements before where when we analyze the data, you could hear somebody eating their potato chips in the background. So that kind of test makes the microphone kind of not the best for that application and so forth. But the more than anything, the actual fact is non-contact. You're not doing any mass loading with the laser, but and the accelerometers and so forth have a kind of a frequency roll-off depending on how you mount them. So
is there ever an application where you would incorporate other sensors in addition to or in place of a Polytech laser?
Sometimes cost, you know, comes into play, but these days the laser gets so low in the price range that it, when you get in the manufacturing line, the fact that it's non-contact, it's not moving, it's a not moving part that you have to do maintenance on. It just runs and runs and runs. It become kind of crosses over that little price versus benefit threshold. But other things we would include is like a tachometer, for instance, if we're rotating a bearing and we need to measure how fast the shaft is spinning, we can feed that shaft, the tachometer shaft or tachometer from the shaft rotation back into the Polytech device and actually measure, do order analysis that way. We would also maybe use current if it's a motor drive system. So we're going to measure vibration, but yet we can look at the current draw so we can feed that in and do some cross-property calculations.
Signalysis has worked with a lot of hardware providers. So what makes Polytech and Signalysis such a good partnership?
Well, I'll tell you what, communications is number one. And the fact that they believe in our engineers and our software product to interface with their laser, that's been very helpful, you know, in growing the product line. Anytime we have a question regarding new features that are coming out, we're kind of one of the first people to know. It's also been very beneficial that we can do joint sales calls together, or if we have an application that's challenging for us, they have a whole application test lab up in Michigan that we can go to and run various tests.
Sounds like a really good relationship. Speaking of good partnerships, so what do you guys see ahead? Are there any new applications in the foreseeable future?
Well, the one big thing that Kyle is doing in the software department is putting in the code to support multiple lasers. So now I can have 5, 8, 10 lasers pointing at different points on a structure. I know that sounds super expensive, but if the application, like if it's a jet engine test and you want non-contact and you don't want to be affected by heat, you know, and so forth, you point the lasers to it, you turn it on, and we can start streaming data directly to our system and then doing additional analysis as the data is coming in. So that's going to be a huge, huge benefit for future applications.
When you mentioned NDT earlier, which I believe stands for non-destructive testing, I imagine lasers are probably the top tool for NDT.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when I'm using the laser in an NDT application, the last thing I want to do is either come off and touch the part with an accelerometer or mass load the part with having to get a magnet on it, or if it's not even a ferrous material, so something like plastic or aluminum, you know, most of the NDT defects that we detect are in the higher frequency range. We would never be able to do that with another device.
Neil, thank you for your time and shining some light on the subject for us. We look forward to further updates on the Signalysis Polytech partnership. And as a matter of fact, we'll be talking to Polytech's Greg Palumbo soon, and you'll be able to find that podcast as well as all past and future podcasts on the Signalysis website, as well as Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you go for all your podcast needs. And thanks for listening out there, and until next time, stay frosty.